After nearly 20 years, Republican Representative Rob Bishop won't be seeking re-election in Utah's 1st congressional district, so the race is wide open. It's the only congressional seat in Utah that an incumbent is not defending. The district's primary race has 6 candidates, 4 Republicans and 2 Democrats, and it's the only congressional race with a Democratic primary. In the lead-up to the June 30th election, we're bringing you profiles of each candidate. KUER's Emily Means spoke with Democrat Jamie Cheek about healthcare and being a progressive candidate.
Cheek has lived in Ogden for about 9 years. She's a political newcomer and has never held elected office. But she says she understands the issues facing people in Utah's 1st congressional district. That's because of her work as a district director for the Utah State Office of Rehabilitation, which helps people with disabilities find resources to improve their quality of life.
I see the way that our legislature and the way that our federal government makes laws and how those directly impact many of our citizens, sometimes very negatively.
Cheek's platform includes the Green New Deal and free tuition for public universities and technical colleges. But her top priority is healthcare.
Medical debt drowns so many Americans. And I think that before we can talk about things like the economy, before we can talk about things like jobs, we have to get healthcare in place.
Cheek says the coronavirus pandemic has shown a spotlight on the need for a better healthcare system and that Medicare for All is the best option. She doesn't think that's something that could pass right away, though. Instead, Cheek believes it's a starting point for negotiating more progressive healthcare coverage.
And maybe we result in something like a public option where it forces insurance companies to compete with the options of the federal government, which then drives down the prices for consumers.
A Democrat hasn't represented the 1st congressional district for almost 40 years when Gunn McKay lost re-election to Republican James Hansen. Cheek thinks that's because every election cycle since, Democrats have put up a center-leaning candidate.
When given the option between a Republican and a moderate Democrat, they're choosing Republican over and over and over again.
That's why Jamie Cheek believes her progressive campaign will energize voters.